Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are welcome to this week's morning devotional sharings. My name is Brother Stephen Awito from Ghana. In fact, I use this opportunity to greet all the ministers across the world. In fact, I have been following everything that is going on this platform. And once again, I want to thank you all for the opportunity that you have actually granted unto me. And I also thank all the ministers who have been coming here to, who have been sharing on this platform. Paul made a statement in the Word of God. He said he planted and another man also came to water it. But it is God that gives the increase. It is God that gives the increase. So I use this opportunity to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that may the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, lead us throughout this week. May he actually take away every human carnal interpretation of the word and let his Holy Spirit guide us. May, and that is my prayer this morning. This morning, I want us to look on the subject that I pray that will actually take us throughout the week, which is on the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the Spirit and truth. According to the Spirit and truth. So I'm reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. And I read that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Lord, we thank you for this word. We ask that, Lord, grant us understanding. May you bless it abundantly, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, as I said, we want to look on the subject, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this revelation is based on the revelation of the Spirit and the Word. Now, when we read John chapter 4, John chapter 4, I'll read from verse 23. John chapter 4, verse 23. The Bible says that, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Now, I want us to look at this revelation based upon the Spirit and the truth. Hallelujah. Worshipping God is based on the revelation that he has given unto us, which is individual. Now, the Bible made us know that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He said, nobody can come unto me unless he draws that person. Hallelujah. Nobody can come unto God unless he draw that person unto him. So, from first place, we didn't choose God. It was God who chose us. Hallelujah. It was God who chose you. Because if he didn't choose you, you cannot come. Hallelujah. So for you to worship God in a way that it will please him, he himself have to reveal it to you. He, God, will have to give it to you. Because It's they that are giving. Some people are not giving. Hallelujah. When we actually study the scriptures, some people have been ordained. We have been ordained unto what? Eternal life. Those that are appointed unto it. So that means that some people are not appointed unto it. And that is why they can't understand. And they cannot have the understanding that the Holy Ghost is making us to understand. Hallelujah. Now, when I take this topic, it's good we talk about truth. But I want to also bring some light upon that. That there is truth, all right, but the spirit behind the truth is very important. Hallelujah. Because it is by the spirit and truth. You can't only have one and leave the other. And the spirit is of truth. Hallelujah. If you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 5, the scripture made a very conclusive matter there. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. It made us to understand actually something about what really is truth. And the Bible actually went on to say that the word that they have actually given unto us is not only in word, but also let me read it. He said, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So truth is something that truth is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's good that we understand what really this truth is about. And that's why Paul made Paul elaborated that to understand him and have a knowledge of him. Hallelujah. So we can have truth. Hallelujah. But it's also good to have the spirit. And that's why the Bible says that God is a spirit. And they that will worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. The Father seeks such actually to worship him. Who will worship him in spirit and in truth. There are many people today who confess that they have truth, but they don't have the spirit in it. So you will see that they are holding the truth in another way. And that's why, a lot of us who have come to believe this message, you just having to believe the message is not the finality. We have to understand that we need the spirit also in us. You may have all this knowledge, hallelujah, but you don't have the spirit, the Holy Ghost, that will lead you to understand the spirit. Hallelujah. We should know that truth is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And to know him is life. Amen and amen. And the scripture is so clear to make us understand that. Let's go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. This morning, I want to lay the foundation of what we are really going to talk about this subject. When you read John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, it said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Hallelujah. "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So there is no life out of the word of God. Amen. There is no life out of this word. It is only in Him. It is only in this word that one can say that you have life when we abide in Him. Hallelujah. So it is not just having, knowing the word, but also abiding in the word. Hallelujah. Also abiding in it. That is what we have to really actually take notice of. Because there are a lot of people, when we actually study the scriptures, they came nearer to the truth, but they never abide in the truth. Judas Iscariot was in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came nearer to the to eternal life, but he didn't abide in eternal life. That is what we have to actually take notice of. So abiding in the truth, having the Spirit in you, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't even say, talk about Christ. Hallelujah. You can't talk about Him. You cannot. You may have heard of Him, that He has passed here, He has done all that, but you can't abide in it. So, yes, truth, but it is by the revelation of the Spirit and the truth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of my flesh, if you read John chapter 6, verse 53, and drink his blood, there is no life in you. This is a very strong word. Hallelujah. When he said, unless you eat the flesh of his flesh and drink the blood of his blood, there is no life in you. And we have all understand that the Bible says that in him is life. That life is the light of man. It's not just a life of breathing. A life which makes you live. What is life? A life that is able to produce result. A life that is able to make you fruitful. A life, because we know that death is separation from God. Death is separation from God. And that's why when we actually study the story of Adam and Eve, the moment they sinned, death took place. They actually separated from the glory of God. Hallelujah. So the very thing that they used to tap from the Shekinah presence of God was taken off. So they could not live that godly expected life. So it brought a cessation. And that's why the Bible says that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, to live. So in Him is life. It is only in Him, when we abide in Him, when we walk in Him, when we become fruitful in Him. It is only in Him. So we can't have just truth and living truth like in a wayward way. There are people today who has claimed to have the truth, but their attitude, their life doesn't tally with that truth that they want. And that's why the Bible says that for they proclaim, they confess to know Him, but in attitude, they deny Him. So we need the truth and the Spirit. It's very important. Hallelujah. When we also understand the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, it said, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, I'll read it. And this is it. It said, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So it is the Spirit that gives you life. We could have a canonization of truth and trying to tell what they are and what they are not, have everything about it. But if you don't have the Spirit, you can't move with that truth. You can't move with actually with it. So it's good for us to have the Spirit behind the truth. Why will Paul write in the first Corinthians chapter 13 that even when you know all mysteries, hallelujah, when we know all mysteries and everything actually behind that and have no charity, hallelujah, we are like he said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could even remove mountain, I have no charity, I am nothing. So the question is, why will you have all the understanding of the mysteries, but yet Paul have actually concluded that but you don't have charity, you don't have love, you don't have agape love. And all have been concluded that you are nothing. Hallelujah. So it could come that you have understanding of all this mystery, but you don't have the Spirit to live it. And that makes it of nothing. Hallelujah. Now, when we look at Adam, when Adam, they brought Eve to him, Adam said actually something. He said, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called what? A woman, because she was taken out of the man. Adam typologically types Christ. And the bride has been taken out of Christ. Hallelujah. Even when we actually study on the cross of Calvary, something actually happened there. Because the Bible says that Jesus fully paid the price. And on the cross of Calvary, when the soldier used the pillar to punch his rib, blood oozed out. Hallelujah. There the church was birthed. The church was actually taken out, in fact, out from the side of our Lord Jesus Christ. As how God took Eve out of the rib of Adam to form Eve. So likewise, the church is also taken out of Christ. So the church should be a reflection of Christ. The church must be a reflection of Christ. Amen. So he said, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. Remember, Jesus Christ said, unless you drink the flesh of my, you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have any life in you. Hallelujah. And Adam is also saying that, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of, the bone is the doctrine of Christ that you abide in. And the flesh, what is doctrine unto us when we don't have its character? Hallelujah. What is doctrine unto us when we cannot live its character? That is the question. So every doctrine must produce a Christ-like character. A doctrine that is of Christ must produce a Christ-like character. So Adam was able to say, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. So the church must be a reflection of the character of Jesus Christ, of Christ. You must live. So the bone, what is of bone? If no flesh, Hallelujah. What is of bone? If no flesh. So there should be the bone. This is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. The bone, the doctrine of Christ, the character, that life that comes out of that truth which abide in us to live according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it said, and are led, though it's them that are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons and daughters of God. They are the sons of God. Hallelujah. So, brother, sister, I'm just laying the foundation. Lord willing, we will continue it in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be blessed even as you listen to this voice. And I pray that, Lord, you will not be the hearers alone, but also the doers. May God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that, Lord, the Holy Ghost will establish us in the truth and lead us in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.